period that in the future, in a revised feminist movement, we will see things as feminist political issues that here in the States we eschewed in the past as having anything to do with feminism. I mean, one of the big things I preach about that people don't seem to want to listen to right now is the whole question of elder care and the care for the dying that is pretty much being done by women of all races, but especially the work for women of color. And what's happening is I saw with my older sister, who did a lot of the caretaking of mom and dad, that by the time they died, she was very critically ill herself, without the apparatus of support that they had. And so I really consider death rights a feminist issue, that you know, this country doesn't want to deal with. Elderly people in our society will spend 80% of their life savings in the last 2 months of their lives. I mean, think about knowing you're never going to recover your health, but having everything in your life be depleted by a capitalist-based medical system. And there's nothing that insurance is going to do to change that. That's the big prevailing myth right now, that can be interceded on by insurance. But I do think that feminist politics will ultimately take on the issue of death and dying and elder care, because women are doing so much of it. But I don't yet see an interest. I notice I like talk to an audience of 1,000 people. I'm into this, and it's like no one cares. Big Brother talk about Beyonce, then death and elder care.
Because I love the way that you claim care. For me, care has become a bad word in many ways because it's so attached to feminist imperialism. And I keep thinking, should we just throw it out and use a whole different language? Or, you know, how can we have relationships and kind of decolonize care, right? And you're talking about all these examples of the ways in which feminist politics has to be about care. What kind of care? And I think what kind of effective relationships? How can we do that?
And we have that new book, Going Solo, that's telling us that, like, among the people that are living by themselves, women are one of the huge categories of choosing to live by yourself. And what impact does that have on the issue of care? You know, it's like when my parents were ill, what I noticed is that they lived in this tiny little house. The caregiver came, and she'd be watching her TV shows and talking on her cell phone and cooking her food. And it was like these two old black people were like two children being babysitted, were the babysitter. And I thought, I don't want that for myself. What kind of structures am I putting in place as a single person who's aging, who doesn't have the best of health, to not have to endure what I saw them enduring. Complete loss of privacy, the complete loss in many ways of identity. It's like they cease to be real. I was talking with Gloria Steinem 2 days ago, and she was saying that it never occurred to her that people, that when she turned 80, people would start acting like she was like a total idiot. Like, we couldn't possibly believe that an 80-year-old person still has the capacity to think and dream. A woman. Because I think we honor elder men all the time.